Welcome back to another edition of the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David, and I'm finally a little better. I'm not as sick as I was earlier, the latter part of last week and the earlier part of this week. I've just felt horrible. 2 weeks ago, I went to Indie PopCon, which this is not a fanboy show, so we're not going to talk comic books and stuff that much tonight. But was sick, and I went to Indianapolis, and I just thank all the people, and then all the energy that I spent had kind of weakened my immunity, so I picked up a little bug or something, and it wreaked havoc on my body. And but I'm feeling better now. I'm a little raspy. I can hear it. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I can hear it a little bit. And but, hey, the show must go on. And I haven't talked to you guys on a late night for a late night in a while. So I wanted to come and say, hey, hello, how you doing? And see what you guys are talking about. The thing I want to start doing on the late night show, and maybe even I think we're going to bring I think Dolly Nikki is going to come back into the fold. So if you listen to Dolly Nikki, I have some plans, and we're going to do like a, if you ever listen to Tom Joyner, and I think it's Sybil Wiltz on Doug Banks, it's one of those shows, one of those ethnic channels that you can, they talk about, they call the adult conversation. So I'm going to have, and I think I'm going to do that on Blog Talk Radio, unless I figure out the whole calling the Spreaker thing. So we can call in and then we can talk about, some stuff that's going on in the news, or ask a particular question, because they really get down and dirty, and I want to call sometime, but then I know people that listen to the show, and sometimes the question they ask, I'll give an answer that is for them. I would give an answer that will be for them, and they would know I was talking about them. So I'm like, I can't even be doing that drama. And so I'm like, I think I want to do it one of these days, but I would like to do that on my show. I like to do that and talk to you guys, and we'll have some adult conversation. But and not adult as an X-rated, just grown folk conversation. There's been a lot of things I've been thinking about. I'm like, okay, I need to get on and talk about that. And I haven't been writing down anything. My world has been, since I'm working every day now, I didn't work today, but 6 days out of seven. And then I went out of town. I've been doing stuff, and I've been busy, and it seemed like all my days are kind of running together. And plus that, I think that took a toll on me as well. And so, like yesterday when I worked, and I came home and I went straight to bed and took a nap just to rest my body. Although my nephew and I, it's Uncle and Nephew Wednesday. And so we did, a lot actually today. And, so we hung out together and, had a good time. And then, after he left, I took a nap, and then I had to be up early in the morning because I have an errand to run. Then I have to go to work at 1. Then I'm probably not going to get off till 7 tomorrow, which that's okay. I'm getting paid, but they try and mess with my money. So I need to, be on top of that. But All that. So tonight, I thought we'd talk about the Well, for one, the wreck that involved Tracy Morgan, which I think he's still unconscious or still in a coma right now, from these truck drivers who are driving, these crazy amount of hours because America is greedy and we timestamp everything. Yeah, I said it. And then also, why do people get mad when you're right? I've ran into that, and that's been like my biggest problem. People can't handle the fact when I'm right, and I'm not like I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just ha happen to be right. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that, or all that and more, when we return on the 5x5 Late Night Show. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Dwayne Hadley from the Dwayne Hadley Show. Check out the 5x5 on Springer.com.
Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David, and we're just getting started, just talking a little bit about some things that are on my mind, and I hope you guys join me in the chat room. You can always join me in the chat room, and normally there's people there, because it's a little early tonight. Normally, late Friday Night Lights, I watch too much. Here's the thing. I watch too much Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. That's why that came up, but no. Normally the late night show is a little bit later in the night, like 12 o'clock, 1 a.m. Never this kind of early, but I have some things I need to do. But because the sickness has kept me down. So if you would see, I'm too embarrassed to explain what it looks like. You know, it's not cute. It really isn't. Not cute. But welcome back. Thank you guys for checking me out. I appreciate each and every one of you guys for listening to the show and liking the show. But do me a favor. Go over to our Facebook page. It's the 5x5 completely spelled out at facebook.com/the5x5 completely spelled out. And click like on the show. Then you get all the updates and some extra stuff as well, because sometimes I'm more apt to update the Facebook page several times a day versus the website, the 5x5.blogspot.com, than the website, because sometimes I'm such a perfectionist and I want things a certain way, and I'll work on one little part as well on a website for hours, and then I'll get sick of it, and then I'll like say forget it, and then I won't put it up there for 2 weeks. So it's easier if you go to the Facebook page and just click like. You know, I will appreciate that. And I appreciate you guys. And email me. You can email me at 5byfive@gmail.com. That's the number 5byfive@gmail.com. So, a few announcements. Well, two announcements. If you guys aren't busy on June the 22nd, that's coming up in 2 weeks, a week from a Sunday, I will be participating in the Pride 48 live streaming event. One of my listeners had tweeted me and included one of the organizers or owners of Pride 48, and he in turn emailed me and asked me if I was interested, and I was like, sure. He said, well, send your information in by, you know, X amount of time. So I did, and so we got that together. I made the Sunday schedule. It starts on Friday, so it's the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd. My slot is at 11 a.m. on June the 22nd, which is a Sunday morning, so we might have a praise show. Hallelujah, right? probably not. But no, 11 o'clock Eastern time. So for me, that's going to be 10 a.m. Because I'm on Central Standard Time. So if you guys don't have anything to do, you want to come out, you want to listen to support me, I think there's a chat room there. There's going to be other, and it's a gay podcast live streaming network that I've always looked to do at some point, and I think I've talked about it more this year my podcast here on Spreaker and Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, as it and iHeartRadio, as it grew, I'm like, I really would like to do that because I have a voice, and it is Pride Month. Happy Pride Month to everyone. I'm sure there's some big ones ready to come up because normally Chicago, San Diego, San Francisco, Columbus, they're all in the same. Atlanta used to be in there until the drought of 2009. They made a move it to October, which that ended up being fun anyhow. But so happy Pride Month to everybody. But Pride 48, that's why they do it. It's part of Pride Month. And then there are several different gay or gay friendly. And it's just not, you know, it's just not gay. Gay friendly or LGBT and LGBT friendly host. And put, you know, do an hour. I'm sure maybe some of the ones who have been there a long time do more than an hour. But we do have an hour slot on June the 22nd on Pride 48. dwaynehadley.com. If you go to, I think it's on the website, and it's also on YouTube. You can see my little slot, the 5x5 is there. So I was pretty proud when they said, yes, you can be on the show. So that was very cool because he only had three slots left, and he gave one of them to me. So I think that's pretty cool. I don't know what I want to do yet. I thought it'd be a little bit comic bookish, a little bit late night, and a little bit real talk. I'm trying to mix all those shows because I'm going to try to scale down, some of the shows, since I do not have the time. And it's now that just now I kind of thought about it, since I don't have the time to do longer shows, comic books, I'm probably going to do those bi-weekly, and it's only going to be 30 minutes at a time. It's just, I just don't have the time anymore for everything that I want to do and everything I have to do. I just don't have the time. So that's going to be scaled back. I think I'm keeping, I want to change, I'm probably going to add another one. You guys don't need to know that, but changing some things up the way the show is structured, and I need to get more on a schedule, which the only thing that's been really scheduled and working for the last few months have been the comic book show that I do on Blog Talk Radio Thursday nights at 8 p.m. There will probably be one tomorrow because it's been a while. And then also Fanboy Weekly Sunday nights at 1 a.m. Those are really, really scheduled. Now, we used to do late night on Tuesdays, Tuesday nights around 11 or whatever. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. It's just the way I've been kind of trying to fit everything into my really, really hectic schedule and hectic life. But, hey, it'll work. But anyhow, let's talk quick. Oh no, wait a minute. Did I finish my announcements? Pride 48. Oh, and then this weekend, Saturday, I'm going to cover, OMG Con for part of the day. 'Cause I had to work. So we'll go over there early. And then, I'll be bringing you some shows, some podcasts from OMG Con. I've never been, and it's more of a anime, type of convention, but it's huge supposedly. So I've talked to the people there, so I'm gonna go cover that, because you know, it's time to take, if I'm gonna do this, and this is like I was telling everybody on Facebook the other day, it's if I'm gonna do this and I like it this much, and yes, it's fun, yes, it's a hobby, but you know, hey, take it to the next level, see what you really can do, push yourself, push your limits, and be the best you can be. And I speak that all the time at work, and everybody gets so mad at me because I have that type of outlook. You know, as I told you guys before, I work in the community with developmentally disabled adults, and you know, I push them. You know, you can't let yourself be limited by what you think you can do, you know. Because thinking and knowing to me is two different things. So you have to be able to express and be pushed and have somebody behind you. It's like, yeah, I think you can do a little bit better than that. Or matter of fact, I know you can do a little bit better than that. And then push you. And I think when I was growing up, I didn't have somebody pushing me and motivating me. I wouldn't have you know, reach some of the goals that I wanted to reach. And I'm still being pushed daily, and not only by some of the people that are around me, I'm being pushed by myself because I want to do better. I want to be, you know, more successful, and not for money, you know, as personal achievement, as a personal kudo to myself. So, we'll get off that soapbox. Well, you know what, let's, before we dive into, the adult conversation for the night. No, before we dive into the Walmart, well, the Tracy Morgan crash, and why it's wrong to be right, let's take a little break, and we'll come back and we'll talk. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
Loser. A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus,
to turn on my computer,
message, or walk to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Switch it. I like that song. I don't know. I play it a lot. I like that song. That's by Tinashe. That is Stunt. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David. And really haven't got into what we're talking about tonight. But I ain't going to go there. We'll talk about something else. So was it last week or... a few days ago, or I think it was last week, there was a truck driver, which I didn't know until right now, that it was a Walmart truck driver. So y'all, this this might be too soon, but expect to, for y'all prices to go up at Walmart because they are ready to get the shit sued out of them. This driver was up for 24 hours and he didn't slow for traffic. Instead, he swerved, and that's when he hit the back of Tracy Morgan's chauffeured limo truck or limousine thing. Let's see. And from Georgia, y'all. And so, so the trucker's name is Kevin Roper. He was expected to appear in state court today, and he pled not guilty. Cause I did read that. And so it was unclear if he had retained an attorney, and he remained free after posting a $50,000 bond. So this fool, not that he's a bad person. I'm not going to say he's a bad person. I don't know his character. But he did say that he hadn't slept for 24 hours. So is that Walmart's fault? You know, were you fooling around and you couldn't get what you were supposed to get because you was driving, you know, the people stuff to Walmart? Or, you know, was it you under a time crunch and they're like saying you had to be there? We don't care. This needs to get there. Or was money involved? Like if you get this in there in this amount of time, you get an X amount of dollar bonus. And I don't know any truck drivers. I don't know how that all works. So I'm not bashing y'all. But this is serious when you've killed someone, especially when you admittedly say that you haven't slept in 24 hours. And so, let's see, the article that I got from Fox News, it says authorities said Roper apparently failed to slow for traffic ahead early Saturday in Cranberry Township and then swerved to avoid a crash. So there was another crash on the road, and instead of stopping and waiting for that crash because you're obviously under a time crunch, or you was afraid that you was going to fall asleep or be even more tired by your time on the road, you swerved to avoid this crash. His big rig smashed into the back of Morgan's chauffeured limo bus, killing comedian. So he killed James Jimmy Mack McNair and injuring Morgan and three other people. This young man has been charged with death by auto and four counts of assault by auto. Under New Jersey law, a person can be charged with assault by auto if he or she causes injury after knowingly operating a vehicle after being awake for more than 24 hours. So I think that's going to be the gray area. If he's already said, yes, I was awake for 24 hours, or if that's just the news media saying, oh, this is a New Jersey law, and they're trying to kind of piece this stuff together. But if he didn't know, sometimes you're just driving, I don't see how a truck driver can't know how long they're not being up, but I guess that's no way to prove it, I guess. Anyhow, according to a criminal complaint, Roper operated the truck without having slept for a period in excess of 24 hours, resulting in a motor vehicle accident. It doesn't specify the basis for that assertion. See, that's what I was talking about. The accident occurred in a congested area of New Jersey Turnpike, where a 5-year widening project is expected to finish this year. A Turnpike Authority spokesman said 2 of 3 northbound lanes had been closed about a mile ahead of the accident for road work, which likely slowed the traffic. Tracy Morgan was in critical but stable condition this past Monday. Wow. And his spokesperson said he faces an arduous recovery after surgery on his broken leg. But I just read that he was still unconscious. Excuse me. And so Morgan suffered a broken femur, a broken nose, several broken ribs, and expected to remain hospitalized for weeks. Morgan's fiance was with him at the hospital. So, they kind of beat old boy up. It says, and I'm not a Tracy Morgan fan, so I'm not tooting his own because I'm not a fan. I don't think he's funny. But he's hurt, and I don't want to see anybody die or being hurt because of the lack of responsibility from somebody else's action. So So we wish, the 5x5 wish Tracy Morgan a speedy recovery, and hope there's nothing else that happens while he's convalescing in the hospital. So here's my thing. You know, 2 weeks ago, I went to the Indie Pop Con in Indianapolis. On my way home, you know, there was a wreck on I-70 that slowed traffic. Now, although I was upset and I wanted to be home, I wanted to be, and I had driven a lot that day, not in excess of 24 hours, of course, but I had driven a lot that day and I wanted to be home, and I was like, I'm tired and, you know, nobody's listening to me and I just want to be off the street. Because I had to work the next day and so did my niece. And so, but yet I still had to keep my head about me so I could drive clearly. But so once we get to the wreck, and this wreck had caused was involved a semi truck that either the semi truck caught on fire and the car hit it, or the car caught on fire and hit it. I'm not clear. I didn't do the research, but it involved a semi truck and a fire. And we seen the semi truck that was on fire. Anyhow, while traffic is starting to pick up at once we get past the wrecks, I wish 8105 or something like that, FedEx truck, you know, the ones that have the double trailers on it, they are the speed limit is 70, I think, right there. They're going 80-85. I mean, because there's a time crunch, obviously, you know, and they are, it was to the point that my niece was very nervous. But I've driven along next to trucks a lot of times going, and even in the mountains, going back and forth from here to Atlanta, Georgia. But that's part of the problem, you know. So who's at fault? You know, that person who doesn't stand up for himself is like, I'm not going to be under this type of time constraint because you need to get your product at a specific time. Stop being so greedy. See, now I got to put an explicit warning on this episode, you know. And I kept on thinking, wow, we just had a wreck that involved, there was a wreck we just saw, everybody on this stretch of highway, that involved a semi truck, but you fools are pushing people off the highway. And that's always been my complaint. I know one time I was on I-20 going to Douglasville in Atlanta, Douglasville, Georgia, and this truck, he wanted to get over, and he knew there was nothing that my little car that was going to be able to do. So he kept on until I had to slam on my brakes so he could just, and unbeknownst to me, there was nothing. Well, I guess I'm glad there was nothing behind me. But he came on over. I called, you know, because you have how am I driving? You know, I called. I said, hey, this idiot almost killed me on I-20 because he just wanted to be over in the lane I was in. And I was going the speed limit and he wanted to go faster. Oh, we're sorry. I said, well, how sorry would you have been if he had killed me? You know, and then there was no answer. You know, thank you, sir. Thank you for it. We'll talk to him. Yeah, right. You guys are all on the same team. You know, you all are getting money. This is your business. So of course you're not going to be at fault until someone gets hurt, until someone's dead. So where is, you know, where is the blame? So I expect this to be really, really big. I know Tracy Morgan is not going to let this go after he recovers. I don't think I wouldn't, you know, and unfortunately somebody lost their lives, you know, just because of, you know, you're not, it's all, I know, you know, I talk about accountability all the time. If you're not going to be accountable, this man, you know, you're in trouble too. You might do some jail time, you know, but, so we'll see how this turns out. But truck drivers, you know, notoriously, I just don't understand how they drive. And like here in my city, they don't have an opportunity because they call this area stoplight city, because on the highway, there's like at every block, there's a stoplight. So they call it stoplight city. So they don't have a chance to get their mojo up and running until they're out of the city. They do have the option of bypassing the city because of with the interstate without going through the main highway because of the stoplights. But so they really, it's not bad through here, but you know, I lived, you know, in the South and 75, 24, done that a lot. And It's not as bad as on 24 as it is on 75. And at 75, on 75, once you get into Georgia, they act the fool, you know, especially when you, once you're, you know, like maybe 45 minutes north of Atlanta, they get really crazy. But I don't get it. Slow the hell down. You know, and if you, if the government or whomever, you know, polices this type of thing, starts giving these companies that hire, because a lot of these, either they own their own or they're subcontracted, start throwing some hefty fines for breaking the speed limit and pulling these idiots over, you know, problem solved. But, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. Anyhow, it says Walmart trucks have been involved in 380 crashes in the past 2 years. The crashes have caused 9 deaths and 129 injuries. See, that's too many. 9 is too many. The company has 6,200 trucks and 7,200 drivers, according to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Commission. And they drove 667 million miles last year. Roper's truck was equipped with a system designed to slow its speed and notify him of stopped traffic ahead. A company spokeswoman said, it's unknown the system is working. The National Transportation Safety Board is working with the state police to look in at any issues in the crash related to commercial trucking and limousine safety. Walmart said it believed, of course they said this, that Roper was operating within federal regulations. Safety is, this is what they say, safety is absolute highest priority for Walmart. And this is part of the system, the systematic problem of having tired people driving at night and driving large trucks. This is the vice president of Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety. So we'll see what happens, but I just think they know what they're doing. These companies know how they're pushing these men and women truck drivers, and until somebody is held accountable in a major way, people are going to continue to die on our highways. And I drive a lot because I don't fly. You know, I don't want to get caught. And then, you know, a lot of times my niece is with me. I don't want to get, you know, in a situation to where, you know, we get, you know, in an incident to where, you know, one of us is hurt or killed, and, you know, because of somebody not doing what they're supposed to do, and then the company not being accountable for what they're having their workers do. So, with that being said, we'll take a quick break. We're going to wrap up. We're going to talk about what's wrong with being right. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David, and we just talked about truck drivers and driving and people dying and Tracy Morgan being hurt, and my condolences to Miss McNair's family because he's no longer with them over a silly, probably avoidable accident. But welcome back. Real quick, have you seen there's a beef between TLC, Chili and T-Boz and Rihanna? Now y'all seen where Rihanna went to that what gala did she go to the other day? And she was all but naked, I mean buck naked. And I guess TLC had made a comment about her doing showing her boobs off for fame. So Riri. She pulled an old picture up of them kind of exposing themselves, and she's like, you guys were doing the same thing. And then she says, well, there's no change in the fact that I'm me and they're, well, they're them. So at this point I don't like Rihanna, never have. I could care less, but I don't want to see your titties. I don't want to see Miley Cyrus's titties. I don't want to see what's that one girl, Katy Perry. Maybe because I don't want to see them because I'm gay. That's quite possible. Anyhow, I just thought I had to tell you guys that real quick. So lately I've been having an issue with people getting mad at me because I'm right. I mean, I had not a big fight, but it was to be at work. It was a heated argument. One of my coworkers, and the one that I talk about all the time that I cannot stand, he thought he could challenge me on something. I'm like, well, you're wrong. And he's like, he took it. He said, well, you do it the way you do it, and I'll do it the way I'm doing it. I'm like, well, since there's only one way to do it and you're doing it the wrong way, it makes you wrong. And maybe I said it smart because I don't like him. I said, well, that makes you wrong. I said, there's right and then there's wrong. You just happen to be wrong. And then but he was still saying, well, this is the way I do it. Well, you're doing it wrong. It's wrong. It makes everything else wrong. So why don't you do it the right way? And because he doesn't want me to correct him, he gets all mad and tries to raise his voice. And I'm like, man, nobody's scared. You're damn near 70 years old. Nobody's really scared of you. But if you want to huff and puff and act like a buffoon, that's fine. But you're still wrong. And then he shut up and left me alone. But so what's wrong when somebody corrects you? I don't like being corrected because I think I'm right all the time, but there's one or two times that I'm not right. It happens. And so don't pretend to be, I don't pretend to be all knowing because that's not what I do. It's not who I am. But it's like, it's okay to be corrected. So, but I have this problem a lot at work, and I like being good at my job. The people I work with obviously do not, but I like being good at my job. So, ooh, that's my first little cough. See, I haven't coughed as much. The other night I was coughing a lot. That's the first time I've coughed since being on tonight. Yay, I'm getting better. And so, it happens at work a lot. I had a problem, several months ago with. And it was a legal thing. I'm like, we can't do it this way because it's legally incorrect. So we have to do it this way. But they wouldn't try to hear me. And I think it's a lot of times, plus I'm the youngest. I'm the youngest out of all of my coworkers. I'm the youngest in my 40s, right? And men, especially old men, they have a problem being told what to do, And thing is, I have a lot of confidence. If I know something, I know it. I'm not trying to be arrogant about it. And there's a very fine line between I had to tell somebody there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance. I said, I think I meet that. I think I'm more confident on the confident side than I am on the arrogant side, which I may be wrong, maybe I'm not. And so wasn't having it, wasn't trying to hear it from me. And then so today with a family member, and it was so simple. It was they had picked up something wrong, and tried to convince me it was the right one. When I showed them like 10 different ways, okay, this is why this is not the right one. Can you see the difference? And then when I finally grabbed the right one, I was told, you always have to be right about everything. I'm like, but that's so unfair because whether I had to be right about everything, it just so happens that I'm right about this. So what's your argument? I don't get it. And then I'm just a bad person. And I'm like, wow, people really have a time with being wrong. I don't get it. So tell me your feelings. Some of your feelings on correcting people. And there's a little Facebook meme out there with what's the guy that's not he's the other the old short guy that was funny, not Kevin Hart, the other one that was in like one of the Fridays movies, I think, with the permed hair. See, he's so not relevant. I can't even think of his name. But the he's making a face, and he's like, when a coworker the face you make when a coworker acts like the manager, you know. And I'm like, yeah, that's funny and good, but you know, in a job that I work, there's nobody there saying, with the whip saying, this is what you have to do, this has to be done. We don't have that. That's not the type of environment I work in. So somebody has to take the lead, you know. And of course, I think it should be me. But no, not because I think I'm all grand. I'm just competent and I'm accountable, you know, and I do what I'm supposed to do when I'm supposed to do it. And a lot of people don't like that. So tweet me at the 5x5 and tell me your incidences where you've been somebody's been mad at you for being right. And they were wrong, and they didn't want to be wrong, even though they were. So I think we're wrapping up. Like I said, I had some things I need to do tonight. Don't forget June 22nd at 11 a.m. Eastern time. If you're in the Eastern time zone, it's gonna be 11. But if you're in Central Standard Time like me, it's gonna be at 10 a.m. Just check out Pride 48 and check out the 5x5 as we do our show on Pride 48. It's going to be like a Pride show as well, but I want to talk to the guy about content and exactly what other people, maybe go listen to some past episodes and see what they do. It might just be like a regular day at the park, right? But thank you guys for listening. Always check out my friends over at the Dwayne Hatley Network. You can check out the Daily Dosage with Dwayne and Wrestling Nation, which has just made iHeartRadio. Congratulations to Dwayne. You can also check out Blake and Jade, who have an absolutely hilarious, funny show. And a few that are not here on Spreaker, Thought Bubbles with Christine Lane at Thought Bubble dot I can't say it, thoughtbubbles.podbean.com. Check those guys out. And also the Nerds You're Looking For and the Obsessive Viewer on podcast on iTunes. I did the Average Gamer, Average Podcast Gamer. I start listening to that one. Not too bad, but I'm not a real big gaming person. Well, that's not true. That's not true. I've been playing my PlayStation. Kind of, we got a PlayStation game today. And my nephew got mad because I was beating him, so he wanted to take a nap. so I've been playing it, but I think I need a new controller. It's not working right. So I've been so you know I, so it's a gaming podcast, but some of the games that they have, I just don't play. It was funny. I was in the comic book store today. It's my little fanboy weekly piece. I was talking to my nephew about we were talking about games, and then somebody had overheard our conversation. He was like, "You played that game?" I'm like, "Yeah, I played it." And we kind of talked about it, which brought back good memories. If any of you gamers out there play City of Heroes and City of Villains, you know what a good time was that. That was a lot of fun. I think it's one that the MMORPG. Massive multiplayer online role playing game. Whew. And that started in 2004, and I started playing the first year. I didn't, maybe not right at the beginning, but I played the first year it started, because I thought, you know, I'm a big old nerd. A superhero game that's like World of Warcraft, and you had superpowers and you could fly and do all kind of stuff. That was big for me. That was big. So I enjoyed it a lot. And I still have, I bought a computer specifically for that game. And I still have it. It still works. HP products. You can't go wrong. I know a lot of people like Apple, which my Apple iPods is finally bit the dust, which I'm not happy about that. HP products, you know, you just can't go wrong. I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Look for us Saturday at OMG Con, maybe a live show or two from there and a podcast to follow on Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'm David. This is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll see you next time. Good night.